Rescuers in Taiwan have pulled together another three people. They've pulled another three people alive from the rubble of a high-rise apartment building more than 2 days after it collapsed in an earthquake. More than 100 people remain missing following the quake in southern Taiwan. The quake took place on Saturday. Alistair Wanklin is following developments.
An ambulance takes a survivor from the disaster site, one rescuer said. They dug through debris after detecting signs of life in the rubble of a 17-story building that collapsed. One woman recovered on Monday was found beneath her dead husband's body. Her 2-year-old son is dead and 5 members of her family are missing. Also pulled out alive on Monday was an 8-year-old girl. Reports said a 28-year-old woman from Vietnam was thought to be alive but unreachable beneath the layers of broken walls and floors. Taiwan's president-elect said her nation will do what it can to help the city of Tainan. Although several buildings collapsed in the quake, nearly all the fatalities were in the high-rise apartment block. Some said it seemed shoddily built. The broken walls contain large tin cans, apparently cemented in to pad them out. For Vatican Radio, Alistair Wanklin reporting.